I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. Worn diagonally across the shoulder, bandolier bags were first documented among native cultures of the Great Lakes region during the mid-19th century. Although it has been suggested that they were fashioned after military pouches, they may have evolved from earlier indigenous forms, such as small black buckskin bags decorated with brightly colored quill work. The wide strap style may have been replicated from French baldrics or sword hangers. Primarily a sign of prestige or honor, bandolier bags are elaborately beaded, using loomed beadwork and spot stitch techniques to create curvilinear, nature-based motifs. An early 20th century bandolier bag in the Spencer collection has a wide shoulder strap, rectangular pouch with black velvet panels, and beadwork displaying two-tone flowers in red, yellow, blue, and pink. Veined leaves and dark blue stems, characteristic of Ojibwe work of this period, twist throughout the main pouch design and over the shoulder strap. This bandolier bag is on view in Beaded Heritage, a current Spencer exhibition. With thanks to Robin Bang for her text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.